Three receivers. They've got a man in the slot off to the left of the quarterback. That's Schweiger. They send him in motion. Gleason's running. Here's Gleason trying to bounce it outside. 15, 10, 5. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, Saints. Gleason, a 20-yard run on third and 12. Cashes it in for St. Clair. 9:23 to go here in the first. 6-0 St. Clair. That'll bring up third down and 7. Big play here for both sides. They'll send McNeil, Slater, and Gunn all out wide to the right, and they'll move Turner over to the left. Williams in the backfield, and this time they'll work out of the gun. They'll lateral it back now and run the pass to the end, and it is completed. This is McNeil, and he's all the way down inside the 10. Then he lost the football. Scramble for it. It's in the end zone. It's still loose. It's still loose. And I believe Brandon has recovered it for a touchdown. They have. That was a crazy-looking play. And it was the quarterback, Miller, who ended up covering up the ball in the end zone for the score. Wow, that was something else. They lateral back to the back, and he fired it downfield to McNeil. McNeil got it inside the 10, then got tackled and fumbled. It went into the end zone, and it was the quarterback, Micah Miller, who recovered in the end zone for the score. And it is 7-7 with 8:59 to go here in the second quarter. Third and 8 coming up here for Brandon from the 28 of St. Clair. Might be four down territory here. Send Slater to the right and two receivers to the left. Straight drop here for Miller, and he's firing it straight down the middle of the field for Gunn. Diving effort in the end zone. He caught it for a touchdown. Oh, what a great catch for Gunn. A 28-yard scoring strike, and Ortonville Brandon takes their first lead of the night. Miller to Gunn for the score. 28 yards, and it's a 13-7 lead with 3:19 to go for the Blackhawks. So from the 11, second and 12, we'll call it. I formation behind Gleason. They've got a receiver out wide to the left. Keeping it on the ground. No, they lost the football, and it'll be picked up. And it's a touchdown for Ortonville Brandon. Picked up and run into the end zone, I think, by Williams. My goodness. The Saints struggling to hold on to the football here. And the turnover results in a defensive score. And it's 19-7 now. Going to go for two. And they're going to make it on the run. Gavin Greel, I believe. And it's really starting to come apart here for St. Clair. 21-7 after the recovered fumble in the end zone. Second recovered fumble in the end zone for an Ortonville Brandon touchdown tonight. Out of the gun, Gleason has time this time. Firing for Schweiger. He's got it at the 15, and he stumbles and falls, or he might have had a score. But he'll be down at the 12 after a 34-yard reception. Second down and goal from the 10 now. Out of the shotgun this time, Gleason. Looking to throw, and an over-the-shoulder catch for a touchdown. Schweiger with the catch. A 10-yard touchdown reception draws the Saints closer. It's 21-13 with 2:59 to go here in the third quarter, and boy, did they need that. Third down, 4 back at the 14. I formation. Play action, though. Gleason rolling. Throws. It is caught. Inside the 10 to the 5 to the 1, and it's a Saint touchdown. Duncan Gillis with the reception and the score. And the Saints have cut it to 21-19. A 14-yard strike, and St. Clair will go for two here and try to tie the football game. Ruba the only back. They'll send two receivers to the left here on the two-point try, looking to throw for it. And incomplete. They're trying to get it to Schweiger. The pass fails, and the Saints still trail by 2, 21-19. But still lots of time to go on this one. 8:54 left in the fourth quarter. Now we're under 40 seconds, so they can snap at any time here. Take a knee, and they don't have to run another play. The game's over. 21-19 will be the final score in this one for Ortonville Brandon. In a very strange football game tonight, but exciting right down to the end. The Saints had a chance here in the fourth to tie it With 8:54 to go, they got a 14-yard touchdown pass to Duncan Gillis, but their two-point conversion failed, and they'll lose it by 2 points tonight. St. Clair will finish the season 8-2, and Ortonville Brandon improves to 8-2, and they'll play Pontiac Notre Dame Prep at Notre Dame Prep next week in the district championship game.